Increased leads lead to increased sales. Qualified leads are crucial in sales. The more qualified leads you follow up with, the more business you'll close and the more money you'll make. About 8 out of 10 prospects who decide to buy do so from the first salesperson who contacted them. On average, 4 out of 10 prospects will buy if you follow up consistently. Using the Smart Prospecting System can help you generate more qualified leads, secure the first appointment with a promising lead, close the sale, and make more sales. SMART stands for Solutions That Solve Your Prospects' Problems, Measurements of Your Achievements, a positive attitude, steady resilience, and being seen as a trusted advisor by your clients. A proven sales process like SMART can help you reach your prospecting and sales goals. Forget sales quotas. Real salespeople use assigned objectives as starting points they plan to exceed. Take 4 elements into account in your sales process. 1. Pain points. Understand what problems your potential customers have and how your product or service solves them. 2. Time frame. Know when your potential customers need a product or service. 3. Decision maker. Are you talking to the person who can make the final decision to buy? 4. Budget. Can the potential customer afford your solution? Sales style. To close sales, you must understand your prospects. This means understanding yourself and which type of salesperson you are. For instance, avoid being a sales clown. Someone who dresses sloppily, has a negative attitude, works only from 9 to 5, and makes many excuses. Instead, strive to be a sales professional who works hard, focuses on customer needs, and solves problems with suitable solutions. Dominance. These individuals are strong-willed, decisive, blunt, and intense, focusing on results. To work with them, avoid wasting their time, limit your questions, summarize instead of explaining, avoid offering multiple options, and demonstrate that you will meet their needs and get it done. Once your business is concluded, leave promptly. Influence. These outgoing social types enjoy sharing ideas and entertaining. To work with them, build strong personal relationships through off-topic conversations that establish rapport, use testimonials, and avoid being dogmatic. Steadiness. These careful, cooperative individuals are supportive and good listeners. They take their time with decisions. Give them space to think. They don't like change, so don't pressure them. Pay close attention to S customers. Provide all the information they need to solve problems on their own. Be methodical and well-organized. Conscientiousness. These detail-focused leaders are thorough planners who approach tasks systematically and rarely show emotion. Stick to the facts with C customers and avoid using endorsements. Present both the advantages and disadvantages of your product or service. Goals. To succeed in sales, set smarter goals. Specific, measurable, accountable, and action-oriented. Realistic and reasoned, time-sensitive, exciting, ethical, and enjoyable. Recorded and resourced. Write down your yearly goals by hand and keep them handy for reference. Also, jot down daily achievable goals to stay on track. Note down the date, the reason why each goal is important, and the benefits it brings. Identify any obstacles and the people or organizations involved. Create an action plan and set deadlines. Adapt your approach as you progress. Plan to arrange 10 face-to-face meetings and organize your sales strategy. Making calls after 5 p.m. can be effective, as most gatekeepers would have left. This gives you a direct line to your prospects. It might take several attempts to connect and schedule appointments, so stay patient and persistent. If you've tried multiple times with no luck, move on. And when you do make a new connection, don't forget to send a note thanking them for the opportunity. UVP and USP. Every salesperson needs to find their unique value proposition, UVP, and unique selling proposition, USP. Your USP consists of the concrete benefits your product or service offers, setting you apart from competitors. Meanwhile, your UVP represents the intangible advantages your product offers. The UVP can vary from one customer to another, depending on their needs. Start by asking your customers, "How do you benefit from doing business with our company?" and "What do you like most about our company?" Use online tools like SurveyMonkey or Zoomerang to create surveys. Define your UVP and USP in clear statements that explain who you help, what you help them do, and how they benefit. For example, a Volvo salesperson might say, "I help families with small children drive the safest car on the market by selling the top automotive safety pick, the Volvo XC60, providing driving peace of mind." Once you define your UVP, ask your best clients for feedback. Your UVP definition should align with and reinforce your survey results. Gain initial access. Write an impressive approach letter on quality stationery to turn a lead into an appointment. Start with a grabber, like asking if prospects are frustrated with their current providers. State the benefits you offer, including your USP and UVP, and include a testimonial paragraph. Add a personal note about yourself or your life. Close by mentioning when you will call to introduce yourself and learn more about the client's needs. Use words like money, save, new, easy, love, discover, results, proven, guarantee, and free to provoke a reaction. Stand out by sending your letter in a unique envelope, using stamps instead of metered mail, handwriting the prospect's name and address, enclosing your business card, and stamping the envelope with a priority, rush, or urgent message. Consider including something valuable with your letter, such as a trade show giveaway, and use technology to meet more prospects and close more sales. In the world of traditional technology, keep in mind that while fax machines have been around for a long time, many professionals, such as lawyers, still rely on them. Now you can even send faxes through your computer. You can also send text messages, but always make sure to get permission from your prospects first. In the physical world, don't overlook your local chamber of commerce as a source of business connections. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms are the new wave of selling. Make sure you're using every technology option to your advantage. Your online outreach options include: LinkedIn is great for leads and connections, being the world's largest professional networking site with over 150 million members. Use it, along with LinkedIn groups, to develop connections and ask contacts for introductions. Sales Genie, Hoovers, and InfoFree are good websites for finding leads. Skype provides text, voice, and video connections on your computer or smartphone. Free Conference Call is a 24/7 service available to anyone with an email account. Webinars or web conferencing help promote yourself to a broad audience. Video presentations can be used to create promotional videos about your products. Time Trade is used to set up appointments. Spoke Software. Spoke.com offers relevant background information on companies and executives. Salesforce helps keep customer data up to date online. Data.com can be used as a resource for targeting prospects. Spokio is a search engine that covers people in the United States. Email Finder is a reverse email address lookup tool. Zoho is a helpful online CRM tool. Sales Model. To boost your sales, follow these steps. Utilize a customer relationship management, CRM, system to manage your connections and contacts. Focus on potential customers to generate leads. Send introductory letters to request appointments. Set a clear goal for your meeting. Conduct thorough research and familiarize yourself with the prospect beforehand. You can never prepare too much before a sales call. When reaching out to a prospect by phone, be brief, be excited, be happy. Have a plan, skip the formalities, and get straight to the point. Apply this approach to emails and all forms of communication with prospects. Remember that your overall email image includes the subject line, the salutation, the impeccably written message body, and a strong close. Always follow up with an email after leaving a voicemail for a potential client. Sales meeting success tips. 1. Ask prospects about their needs. 2. Prepare open-ended questions beforehand. 3. Plan objections handling strategy. 4. Always bring a sales contract. 5. Introduce yourself and your company. 6. Explain the meeting's purpose. 7. Identify all decision makers. 8. Practice active listening. 9. Maintain an ABC approach. Always be closing. 10. Use closing phrases like, "Let's proceed today." 11. Ask for the order. 12. Explain the next steps, such as delivery details. 13. Your likability, trustworthiness, and understanding of their needs influence sales. 14. Follow up after the meeting. 15. Record information in your CRM. 16. Send a thank you card. Address concerns. When a customer raises a concern, appreciate it. Consider a prospect's no as the start. Objections show what's on their mind and what's stopping the sale. Listen to the objection, even if it's familiar. Avoid being defensive. Respond with clear, factual information to address the client's concerns and ease any worries. To increase sales, think like your prospect. Imagine what approach would persuade you. Always connect, connect, connect. Share a story, mention someone's name, and stay active on social media. Focus on the prospect's needs, not yours, and tailor your messages accordingly. This approach will help you reach more prospects and close more sales. Key points. 1. Qualified leads are crucial. More follow-ups mean more closed deals and more profit. 2. The smart prospecting system helps generate qualified leads, secure appointments, and close sales. 3. Understand your sales style to avoid being a sales clown and strive to be a sales professional. 4. Use the Everything DSC sales profile to understand client profiles and behaviors. 5. Set smarter goals for sales success. Specific, measurable, accountable, realistic, time-sensitive, exciting, ethical, recorded. 6. Define your UVP and USP to set yourself apart from competitors and meet customer needs. 7. Utilize technology and social media platforms for online outreach and networking to increase sales.